Part 16, Chapter 1. Turl sat in his dark hole and gloomed. He was not with the other Cyclos. They were in a dormitory section, some distance away. They would have torn him to fur fluffs. He was here in a cubicle that had once been used for cleaning supplies on the dormitories. It had been rigged with a breathe gas circulator. It contained a narrow, 12-foot-long bed. There was a little port that had been rigged to push food through. One could see the outside corridor beyond its revolving panes, and there was a two-way intercom inset below the door. The place was strong enough. He had already tried every means of opening it and escaping. He was not chained, but every hour of the day and night there was a sentry with an assault rifle just outside. It was really the fault of the females, both the animal females and Chirk. His hindsight logic was a bit faulty, but not his conviction that it was correct. Always a master of self-delusion, Turl was at his best these days. When he compared his present lot with the beautiful dream of being wealthy and powerful on Cyclo, being bowed to by the royalty and trembled at by everyone else, he quivered with suppressed rage. These animals were denying him his due. 10 beautiful gold coffin lids lay moldering in the company cemetery on Cyclo. Of that he was utterly certain. The delicious thought of slipping out there some dark night and exhuming them was second only to the thought of the wealth and power that would ensue. He had befriended these animals, and how had they treated him? A mop closet! But Turl was nothing, if not clever. He roused himself now and began to think hard and brightly. Now was the time to be the calm, cool, masterful Turl. He would get to Cyclo. He would get these animals and this planet destroyed, finally and forever. He would dig up those coffins. He would be bowed to and trembled at. Nothing must stand in his way. He began to tally up the bits and scraps of leverage he had. First, of course, it went without saying that his own cleverness was his chief asset. He agreed with himself on that. Second, he was almost certain the first animal he had caught had forgotten that there was a hefty charge of explosive left buried in that cage. Third, there had been 3 remotes. One was still in his office. One had been seized, but the third was just inside that cage door, in case he somehow got tricked or trapped in there. That third one would have enabled him to blow up the females or shut off the power to the bars, and he was certain it had not been found. The fourth piece of leverage was a pretty big one, and the fifth was gigantic. Leverage! Sitting there in the semi-dark, he thought and thought. And after several days, he knew he had it. Every point in its torturous pattern of events was perfectly channeled, perfectly conceived, and ready to be put in train. The primary stage was to get himself put in that cage. Good. He would do it.